This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba visiting eastern part of the country to inspect the flood and landslides affected areas. CPM UML concludes its world conventions. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Narayan Khadka says MCC will be passed in consensus of all parties. And seven people, including two police officers, killed in Pakistan unrest. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba is visiting the eastern part of the country today to inspect the damages caused by flood, landslides and inundation following incessant and unseasonal rainfall. Prime Minister Deoba will be going to different districts of Province 1 today to inspect the damages. The main opposition party, CPN-UML, has conducted its ward-level convention simultaneously in around 6,000 wards across the country. The convention that started from Saturday morning in a run-up to 10th National Convention scheduled towards the end of November this year concluded Saturday itself. According to CPN-UML Office Secretary Sher Bahadur Tamang, ward conventions could not be held in some wards of the districts due to recent landslides and floods. The ward-level convention was virtually inaugurated by the party chairman KP Sharma Oli at the party's central office in Thapathali, Kathmandu. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba inspected the flood-hit area in Razapur or Bardia district yesterday. On the occasion, Prime Minister Deoba said that relief would be provided to the flood survivors on the basis of damages incurred. He directed the local government to immediately collect the details of the survivors and make them available. Prime Minister Deoba's team included Finance Minister Janardan Sharma and Tourism Minister Prem Ali. Minister for Energy, Hydro Resources and Irrigation Pampa Pusal has said people's living standard can be raised through cooperative. Minister Pusal said the government had adopted the three-pillar economic policy of public, private and cooperatives for socio-economic development and poverty alleviation. Minister Pusal said this while inaugurating the 21st Annual General Meeting of Pratibha Multipurpose Cooperatives yesterday. The Ministry of Health and Population has informed that the children across the country will be administered vitamin A capsules and deworming tablets free of cost today. Around 2.7 million children from 6 months to 5 years old across the country would be administered with vitamin A capsule on today and tomorrow under the National Vitamin A Program. Similarly, deworming tablets would also be administered to children from 12 months to 5 years from today. The government has been running the Vitamin A program since 2050 BS to minimize the risk of health complications and malnutrition among children between 6 months to 5 years old. Nepali Congress senior leader Ramchandra Paudil has claimed that the incumbent government would complete its remaining term of the parliament. Talking to media person at Geta Airport yesterday, leader Paudil said they had gone to the court following the dissolution of the House of Representatives to save the constitution, and the court verdict prolonged the term of the parliament. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Narayan Khadka has said there was possibility of a formation of government under the leadership of the Nepali Congress in Province 1. Talking briefly to media persons at Biratnagar Airport yesterday, Minister Khadka said the MCC would be passed at common consensus by holding mutual discussion among all parties. CPN UML Chairman KP Sharma only assured that his party would force unity from world to central level for its stronger unification. Virtually inaugurating the party's World Committee Convention yesterday, Chairman Oli said the CPN-UML moved forward in a new way following the departure of leaders Puspa Kamal Dahal and Madhav Kumar Nepal. He said there were no disputes in the party anymore. Lawmaker Dibyamani Raj Bhandari has stated that there are many potential areas of cooperation and tourism promotion between Nepal and European country Malta. Welcoming new non-resident ambassador of Malta to Nepal, Ruben Gossi in Kathmandu yesterday, he said Nepal could learn a lot from Malta for the development of tourism in the country. Also addressing the ceremony held by Honorary Council of Malta to Nepal, Ambassador Gossi said he would be active to further strengthen relations between Malta and Nepal. A total of 530 new cases of COVID-19 were confirmed in the country yesterday. Ministry of Health and Population has said the cases were confirmed while testing 6,931 samples. Likewise, 817 corona patients recovered from the infection. With this, corona recovery rate in Nepal stands at 97.2%. Meanwhile, 28 people succumbed to COVID-19 in the past 24 hours. With this, the total death toll due to coronavirus reached 11,345 in the country. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Dilendra Prasad Badu, has said that the country faced a huge loss of lives and properties due to landslides, floods and inundation following unseasonal rainfall. At a program organized by Nepali Congress Kanchanpur yesterday, Minister Badu shared that the Prime Minister has paid special concern for relief and reconstruction. Minister Badu further said the government would lead relief and rehabilitation task in a planned manner. Far West Province government has started relief distribution to the flood and landslides affected people. Internal Affairs and Law Minister of the province, Purna Joshi, said the relief distribution had begun by ferrying goods to remote districts via helicopters. Minister Joshi further said as the details of the damages have been collected, the relief distribution has been laid via one-door system. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. China has passed an education law aimed at reducing the pressures of excessive homework and intensive after-school tutoring. The National People's Congress Standing Committee passed the law and urged parents to ensure their children have reasonable time for rest and exercise and do not spend too much time online. In August, China banned written exams for 6- and 7-year-old children. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has ordered 10 ambassadors, including those from the US, Germany and France, be declared as persona non grata. It follows a statement from the envoys calling for the urgent release of activist Osman Kavala. He has been in jail for more than 4 years over protests and a coup attempt, although he has not been convicted. Persona non grata can remove diplomatic status and often results in expulsion with or withdrawal of recognition of envoys. Thousands of supporters of the banned far-right Tehreek-e-Labbaik Pakistan TLP have departed from the eastern Pakistan city of Lahore for Islamabad. An Al Jazeera report says the party cadres are clashing for a second straight day with police who lob tear gas shells in the crowd. The group said on Saturday 5 of its supporters have died in the clashes, while at least 2 police officials were also killed. The party members began their journey yesterday with the goal of reaching the capital Islamabad to pressurize the government to release Saad Rizvi, the party's head. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Large or moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of province 1, Bagmati province, Gandaki province and Lumbini province, and light rain is likely to continue at one or two places of the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 27.5 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 17.6 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Sherbazo Deoba visiting eastern part of the country to inspect the flood and landslides affected areas. CPN UML concludes its ward conventions. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Narayan Khadka says MCC will be passed in consensus of all parties. And 7 people, including 2 police officers, killed in Pakistan unrest. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us on our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe, and have a good day.